But what about then people who do want to send a birthday card to somebody or actually do want to maybe write a letter to a friend that's gone through a bereavement? Will there be private options still?
That's it. There will be private options. Private enterprises will take over. And that means that you'll, of course, still be able to send a letter. You won't use a stamp, though. You'll have to write a 4 or 6-digit code on your letter, which is a little different. But that also means that as a stamp collector, your collection is complete now. There will be no more Danish stamps.
Will it change traditions as well?
We will feel it in Denmark around Easter, surprisingly. We're not really Christmas card people. But what we are, though, is gag letter people. And I'm just translating it loosely. Around Easter, Danish people send each other gag letters, which are very beautifully, most of the time, cut out letters with patterns and little riddles inside. Was cultivated by H.C. Andersen, the very famous writer, who was really good at making his gag letters very beautiful. You write a little riddle, and if the person you sent the letter to guesses who you are, you have to give them a chocolate egg. And if not, it goes the other way around. And
so that's a tradition that will have to change.
Let's see what happens around Easter. Maybe we have a lot of very, very sad Danes. I'll let you know.